From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Jack Knowlton. Bus drivers for Columbia Public Schools will receive a pay rise starting in August. The Columbia Missourian reports the Columbia School Board voted in favor of the pay rise for bus drivers and monitors at yesterday's meeting. Bus drivers will make an additional $3 an hour, and bus monitors will make an additional $1.75 an hour. The push for increased wages comes after Jefferson City Public Schools raised its bus drivers' wages by $3 more an hour and bus monitors' wages by $1.75 more an hour. The district's new wages will be at the same level as Jefferson City's. The district's chief financial officer, Heather MacArthur, says next school year's expenditures on student transportation will be up to 8% higher than this year's. The Missouri Department of Conservation will buy back calorie pear trees that it cuts down on the property of Missouri residents on April 18th. KOMU 8 reports MDC crews will cut down the trees, which are also known as Bradford Pear, Cleveland Select, Autumn Blaze, or Aristocrat trees, and replace them with a free, non-invasive tree. According to the MDC, the pear trees are invasive and multiply quickly and crowd out the native Missouri plants, often losing limbs and splitting apart during bad weather. Events will be held from 3 to 6 p.m. in cities across the state, including Columbia. Registration for those events begins March 15th. Law enforcement officials from around Missouri are coming together today to honor fallen Herman Police Detective Sergeant Mason Griffith. KOMU 8 reports Griffith was one of two Herman police officers shot on Sunday night, leading to a 14-hour standoff. Griffith passed away from his injuries. The second officer, Adam Sullentrup, is in critical condition but is stable as of yesterday. Officers are now standing guard 24 hours a day at the Godenschroeder Funeral Home in Owensville. Officers from across the state have volunteered for two-hour rotations until Griffith is laid to rest. A vigil for Griffith will be held at 7 p.m. today in Rosebud, Missouri, at a place locals refer to as the Red Barn, near Highway 50 and next to the post office. A GoFundMe has been set up for the Griffith family, including his wife Jennifer, 10-year-old son Carson, and teenage stepson Trevor. The University of Missouri's Dean of Students and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Bill Stackman, will be leaving the university in mid-July to take a similar role at Harvard University. The Columbia Missourian reports Stackman said he will spend the coming months developing a transition plan for his successor and continuing to work with student leaders on campus. In an email to students on a leadership council, Stackman called his departure, quote, totally unexpected, and said the decision was difficult for him to make. Stackman, an MU alum, returned to Columbia in 2019 to serve in his current position, which involves working with students and administrators to promote student success, well-being, and inclusion. For KBIA, I'm Jack Knowlton.